it's very human and very natural to be having thoughts of what we think is happening in any given time. We're basically wired for that. And what I found is over the years that the struggle is really not about trying not to have those thoughts about what we think is happening in any given moment. What really matters is whether or not we're believing what it is that we're thinking about what we think is happening at any given moment. In other words, what I think is happening right now, I've tried before to stop. Early in my meditation practice, I would try to stop having those thoughts about what is happening right now. I would try not to interpret what it is that I was perceiving or feeling in any given moment. And it took me a while to realize that there's no way to stop those thoughts from happening. We do that naturally as humans. We're biologically wired to do that. And where the work really is, where the rubber really meets the road, is being able to get to a place where we can actually observe that, stand outside of it, and take it for what it is, and not necessarily believe everything that we're thinking that's happening in any given moment. This can also be about our thoughts about what happened in the past, just as easily. We can do that just as easily as we can. And also, whatever we think, we can get very wrapped up in, our thoughts sometimes will go to, what we think will happen in the future. That can be, daydreaming. It can be fear. There's a whole spectrum of different types of thoughts that we can have about the past, present, or the future. But where the work really lies, where the challenge really lies, is in learning to not take those thoughts so seriously. And it sounds much easier said than done. It's much easier said than done. And then you get into, a lot of times I've had people ask, well, I'm aware that I have these thoughts, but don't some of these thoughts aren't some of these thoughts true? It's a lot of work to try to figure out, to have these thoughts, to pay attention to them, and then to try to sort them out or kind of sift them to try to, see what truth remains. I don't know necessarily what the answer on that is. I think that is an ancient spiritual practice referred to in English as inquiry, where we're constantly asking, is this true? And I think that is probably one of the most effective ways. It takes time, it takes practice to develop some proficiency at being able to do that, and especially to do it in the moment, because sometimes it feels like there's so much happening in any given moment, we can become overwhelmed by the feelings that are generated by the thoughts that are running through our heads. And sometimes the more we pay attention to that and stand outside of it, it can also be very overwhelming to realize that all this is happening. We can't stop it from happening. So we have to be very kind and gentle to ourselves. It takes time and practice and patience to be able to do what I refer to slow down the game film, to be able to, develop these skills to be able to slow things down enough where we can actually, first of all, to stand outside of ourselves, to observe these thoughts and question, the thoughts as far as the truth of them, and then also to question the truth of our feelings, what it is that we're feeling about the things that are running through our heads. And it's easy to get overwhelmed, and there's no need to. All it really takes is just making the choice to be willing to do this as much as you can. It's harder than we realize, but it's also in some ways it's more simple than we realize. And we are capable of doing it. I found that out. And yes, we're going to slip. There's going to be times where we're going to fall asleep, and we're gonna fall back into that trance of believing everything that we're thinking and everything that we're feeling. And it's normal. It's natural. There's no need to worry. And one of my teachers, probably one of the best ways to illustrate how our minds work is one of my gurus that I've sat with, Adya Shanti, would many, many times start out a spiritual gathering with the phrase, all is well. He would just, you know, all is well, all is well. And it seemed rather counterintuitive at the time because I didn't understand. How could all be well? I mean, there's war in the world, there's famine, there's suffering of all kinds. How can all be well? But at the end of the day, really what he is referring to is, in terms of what we're doing, in terms of what's going through our minds, he's really gently reminding us that, you know, he's trying to bring us back to that place where we're aware of the fact that we, a lot of these things that happen in our heads, we're doing to ourselves, and that things are not nearly as bad as they seem in most cases. I realize there are times when we are suffering, when we do have genuine pain, when there are things that are wrong, but our reactivity to those things is what makes it even worse and prolongs and deepens the suffering that we feel. And so all really is well, and it's just a matter of remembering that. It's just a matter of returning back to that place. It's really a reminder that beckons us back to that place where we stand outside of ourselves and observe, you know, what it is that's going through our heads, how we're reacting to it, what feelings are being generated as a result of it, and then inquire, you know, the constant inquiry, is this really true? Is this really true? And it may seem really forced in some cases. It may not seem natural. But in the end, this is the path. This is the path to becoming more awake, to coming out of the trance of living inside our own heads and believing everything that we're thinking and then the feelings that are generated from that. There is a different way. And I know that even though I'm aware of that, there are times where I forget that. Or I just don't want to do the work. Sometimes we do get lazy. But not only do we get physically lazy, we can be intellectually lazy and spiritually lazy. And it's okay. We're humans. It's going to happen from time to time. All that it really takes, all that really matters in the end, is once we know these things, to return back to that place where all is well, where we know, where we're awake again, where we're standing outside of ourselves and we're not locked into that trance of believing every thought that goes through our heads. And just letting ourselves feel whatever it is we feel without looking deeper into what's causing it and where it's emanating from and why. We probably will not have all the answers. We may never get to a place where we do. But I don't think that's reason enough for me to stop practicing and to choose to no longer do this work. Any moments that I'm awake, in the end, it's not a game. There's no winners, there's no losers. But the more time, the more moments I spend of my life being awake and practicing this, the better off I'm going to be. And chances are, if I am doing this, there's a greater likelihood that I will not cause someone else suffering. So this practice is not just for me, but it's for those that I interact with and for those that are in my life. I think that's worth the effort.